Brilliance Audio presents
The Monkey House by John Fullerton. The Monkey House. Day 1. 1. No one knows what he can't do until he tries. Anonymous. Rosso was alive and ashamed of it. The policeman could do nothing about the sense of elation he felt at being alive when others were dead, or the shame that followed. I live, others die. It was a high like none other, better than amphetamines, even sex. Whenever it happened, he wanted to laugh, hug people, throw a party, drink too much, and get laid. It was like living at the speed of light, while others crawled around in slow motion, as if underwater. I am never so alive as when others die, he told himself. The sensation was brief, something akin to shock, but the shame which followed on its heels remained like a stain. I don't deserve to live any more than they do. They are dead. He told himself the exhilaration at having survived countless incidents was entirely natural, an animal thing, an involuntary squirt of adrenaline mainlined into the bloodstream, a narcotic hit at the illusory conquest of death. It never failed any more than the cold, teeth-chattering funk that preceded it, or the self-disgust that followed. It was only a step from there to atrocity. It was out of a desire to defeat fear of death that some men who survived in battle mutilated the bodies of their enemies. It was why they took trophies, a fingertip, ear, or testicles, why they sometimes ate a portion of their foe's remains, or left a calling card, such as an ace of spades in the victim's mouth.